Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. More than 40 million Americans from the South to Midwest are bracing for strong thunderstorms, hail, and possible tornadoes later tonight. After about a dozen twisters hit Oklahoma, this man lost everything.
Yeah, it's material things, but it's still, it's your heart. Your family's worked hard for all this. It's hard.
Three people died there. The Pentagon's now taking steps to prepare for possible evacuations in Sudan. Here's CBS's David Martin.
U.S. officials say special operations forces have been moved to an American base in the African country of Djibouti. U.S. officials are trying to arrange a ceasefire that would allow U.S. troops to conduct an evacuation through the airport. Without a ceasefire, it may be too dangerous for Americans to get to the airport or for the special operations forces to fly in.
Sources tell CBS News President Biden may make a big announcement next week on his reelection plans. It'll likely come on April 25th. Not solid, but it happens to be the same day that he announced his run 4 years ago. A Hollywood actor dodges criminal charges.
Alec Baldwin was facing two charges of involuntary manslaughter. He was holding the prop gun when it accidentally went off, killing the film's cinematographer and seriously injuring the director. Baldwin argued charging him was a miscarriage of justice.
That's CBS's Steve Futterman. A weapons specialist still faces trial. Another random violent shooting, this time in the South. CBS's Jim Krasula.
Police in Gaston County, North Carolina, are looking for a man who allegedly shot and wounded his neighbors, a six-year-old girl and her parents, after their basketball rolled into his yard.
I think the bullet came back and it hit me, and the bullet went in my cheek.
District Attorney Travis Page.
We'll be damn sure to be loud and clear when this case comes to court.
The House passed a bill today banning federally funded schools from allowing transgender athletes to compete on girls' sports teams. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer.
The left's lunacy is robbing women and girls of equal opportunities in the name of inclusion.
The bill's not likely to pass the Senate. Well, happy 420 Day to all who celebrate. It is an unofficial weed holiday, and a new CBS News poll finds that more people are celebrating. CBS's Fred Backus.
A majority of Americans think marijuana use should be legal in their states. That's something that's been true for a while now. But the latest CBS News poll shows that now a slight majority, 53%, also thinks that using marijuana out in the open is socially acceptable. That's a reversal from just 2 years ago.
This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Every piece of land has a story. For the Caggianos, it's keeping their yard pristine with a John Deere Z530MC track mower. Because it's not just a yard, it's a gathering place.
Work and play kind of meld together for us.
They run a brewery, harvest their own hops, and keep things tidy for their guests.
People say, what are you? Are you a farmer or a brewer? So I say, I'm a farmer brewer.
When you love what you do, it's not really work. Run with us on a Z530M mower and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly three times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 35 tonight under overcast skies, southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers, highs level off around 50. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow night, lows level off around 30, mainly cloudy skies. A dusting of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. This is your co-host, Danielle Fairman. Joel Clayfish, our fearless, beardless leader, our one and only man with a plan, is gone again this week. So that means we have another girl episode. I'm not mad at that at all whatsoever. Do love Joel. Joel is the best. But, you know, again, as I say, per every show, girl talk about hunting and fishing is a different demographic. It's a different what's the word I'm looking for?
Atmosphere. I got you, girl.
Okay. Well, that was weird. But as you can hear, Jessica Ann, Miss Wild Race herself, is here again this week. So last week we talked all about how Wild Race, I cannot do W's and R's.
Did you say R's?
Yes. R's.
R's.
R's. Well, okay. So wheels. What's another name for wheels?
Tires.
Tires.
What did you say? One more time.
Tires.
Tires.
Iron. Okay.
Okay. No R's. No R's.
No R's and no W's. W, because I just can't. Can't.
So you can never be a pirate.
But, okay, quick information about me.
Yes.
I lived in Florida and Arkansas. So I feel like...
It's like it's a weird Southern thing,
so
maybe.
I feel like those stuck with me for a little bit. And I also just, you know, failed at school. So I don't know. But here I am, co-host of a radio show, and was on Kill It, Clean It, Cook It with Joel Clayfish for many years on Channel 12. But here we are. Okay, back to you. I don't want to talk about me. Back to you. So Wild Race, second season, airs on Wednesdays at 4 Eastern Standard Time, so 3 o'clock here.
Yep.
And then on Sundays at 1:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Yes!
Look at me go!
Look at you go! Yes! Love it.
So this was, okay, I don't know what episode. Maybe it was the fifth episode that just aired with Wisconsin Youth Hunt?
Fourth. Yep.
Fourth. Okay, yep. Fourth. And with the two gentlemen. So can you just give us a quick rundown on what happened on that episode and what happened on the hunt at your cabin where it all started?
So season two, like you said, is airing on Sportsman's. So this week we had the Wisconsin Youth Whitetail episode. So that is where we took two kids. I took Brooklyn and we ran a contest. So it's really cool when we do youth events. We run contests. We have family members, friends, anyone who thinks of a youth that's deserving of this opportunity, apply for it. And then we do all the fun things. We show up with a camera crew. We tell them they're going to be on TV. They get to hunt with me. We get to do all the things. Brooklyn, we actually took her because she's from like Butternut, Wisconsin. So like,
I'm sorry, Butternut?
Butternut, that's Wisconsin. It's a thing. Kansasville is a thing.
Yep. I know that one.
It's a thing. So Butternut. From Wisconsin. So way up north. So we actually met them in Wausau, and there was Fletcher's. It was an archery, or not archery, excuse me. It was a gun range, and they let us come, and we were able to take her, and we did all the things. We surprised her there. Her parents told her it was like a finalist thing. So we showed up, told her, nope, you were chosen. They had the range to ourselves and we had, nice. Yeah, so we practiced.
Pressure.
Exactly, right? They let us take her rifle and practice shooting. We did some firearm education there. We gave her all the goodies. So Faradine actually donated a bunch of stuff to her. Sitka was a big sponsor, so they got both of these kids. Henry was the other, the little boy that got chosen. So we got both Brooklyn and Henry head to toe, like brand new Sitka gear.
Oh, hot dog. That is nice.
It was so nice.
I am new with this grown-up money situation.
Right?
And I just bought myself new spring, fall, and some rain gear of Sitka. Sitka and
hurt
DS.
The break, yeah, hurt the break account, bank account.
Yeah, but Sitka, great thing. But I don't know if everybody knows because I found out maybe 2 years ago that there is a military discount. So if there is a military, I don't know how much off.
Yeah.
20 off, 25, 30. I don't really know how
something
much.
Something like that, probably.
But a friend of ours is Marine.
Oh, fun.
So I just, you know, said, hey, wink, wink, hint, hint. This is my birthday present.
Love that.
Here's some money. Can we get some the military discount? Which
that's
obviously
awesome.
I don't support, you know.
Absolutely.
Acting like that. But if you're military, go to Sitka because it's 100% worth it.
I think
it.
Law enforcement too, first responders, all that. I believe they all get discounted through Sitka.
Perfect.
And a few other like ID.me, because being a nurse, I think through ID.me, there's a bunch of different things that you can do.
What's ID.me?
So it's a website you can go to if you, I think even some teachers can do it, public service members of any kind, first responders, military, they verify you and your ID and your identity, and then you can have exclusive discounts through various companies. Yeah.
That's
so
really
a lot
nice.
Of them are in the outdoor industry. I know that there's a lot, like if you look or ask, that they do offer that for military first responders, and
that's perfect.
Yeah. So we did, so Sitka did that, and then Vortex, also be in Wisconsin.
Ooh.
Vortex got these kids each brand new binos. They got sweatshirts and hats and jackets, and they got like water bottles and all sorts of fun things from
Wonderful.
Vortex. So it was really awesome that they got just completely spoiled. And then we took them, we had like a full like safety day, so which was really cool. So that was at McMiller's, which is in Palmyra Eagle. I think we talked about it a little bit last time. So they have everything from 3D archery to like rifle ranges, pistol ranges. They have everything, sporting clay courses. It's super fun there, very family friendly, host events, things like that. So that's, they're a huge sponsor of mine, an amazing place to go to as far as like just being like a one-stop shop for all of that. So they had an open house and we had one of our sponsors, Half Rack, and Josh, being one of the owners, actually did like a whole, he works with Novik's tree stands. And so he did a whole demo on like climbing safety, harness safety with the kids. We did fire, every time I take kids out, I always want to be able to watch them operate and handle a firearm. And so that I know before we go on the field in a very controlled environment.
That's
this is
anybody, any adult, any children.
Like, absolutely.
Every once in a while, you know, there's a sour apple. Somebody forgets something. It happens. It definitely happens.
All the time.
But you always, no matter if it's a child, if it's an adult, someone that's been doing it forever, someone that's new, check it.
Absolutely.
Check. Always check.
It's always good, even as, for me, like, I remember going back now, like, doing all these youth events, like, reteaching firearm safety and, like, going back to, like, thinking about, like, the firearm safety that I went through and the hunter safety. And I'm like, okay, like, Tab K, right?
Tab K. Yep.
So, did you remember what Tab K is?
Treat your firearm as if it's always loaded.
Yep.
Always be sure of your target and beyond.
Yep.
Be sure to keep your finger off the trigger guard. Or, no, B. B.
Always point your A is always point your muzzle in the right direction.
Oh.
B is be sure of your target and what's beyond.
Hey, I got some
and,
of it. And then keep your finger off
keep
the trigger.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well,
close enough. Hey, you got 3 of the 4.
That was like 12 years ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So super excited. So we did that and then we took them to my cabin, which is where everything started with me, right? So like where grandpa, my dad, and everybody, because I'm like, well, we could have taken them to any other place, right? We had so many amazing opportunities and offers, but what more of a special place to take them than my own family cabin?
Yeah.
So we took them there, Brooklyn with me. Henry went with the boys, and then Brooklyn and I sat, and she had 2 doe tags. We verified the tags before we went out, and she still had a buck tag. And so we gave her the opportunity, like whatever it is that she wanted, you know, we can kind of work with that. And then same with Henry. So Henry ended up shooting his very first buck. It was it was a smaller buck, but you know what? It was his first buck, and it was amazing. It was an awesome, awesome.
That's so exciting.
Yeah,
that
just to kind of
so
see him, like, you know, to get out there. And Brooklyn, she ended up, it was really funny. she was sitting on my lap and she ended up shooting. We saw a couple does come out and I'm like, oh, that was a big, that's a big girl.
Mm-hmm.
So she ended up shooting her. There was a smaller doe to the left. And she literally shot this big doe and she looks immediately to her left and she's like, that one's still there. Can I shoot? Can I shoot? And I was like, she looks at me and the camera guy and we're like, I mean, you have two doe tags.
Yep.
That's up to you. That's your decision. Your dad said that you can do it if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So she like literally racks another one in the chamber.
Good
and
job.
She just immediately goes straight for it and literally heart shots.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And so she that doe dropped and she like her face. I have a different angle of her face because the camera for the TV show, the episode that aired,
mm-hmm.
Is from behind us. And so I have a camera of like literally the phone right here.
Oh.
So you can like see her reaction and my reaction. I wish I would have been able to put that in the episode because it was just priceless. Like she was like deer in headlights, mouth open, like, did you just see that?
Did this just happen? Pinch me, wake me up.
So she told her dad her agreement was that if she did not, so she heart shot at anything. She did not, like basically she didn't have to field dress it. Well, she had to field dress the gut shot because the first one she got shotted.
Yep.
So that was a fun little thing. That's, so we.
That's definitely a nice stinker right there.
Yeah. So
ooh-wee.
It was fun. So we brought all, so we had three deer down that afternoon. And
fantastic.
So we brought them back and we taught them how to field dress. We had all the fun things to do that. All the things we talk about conservation, you know, cause, and you know, tracking deer too, we got to go over that for some of that. So her first doe, because it was a gut shot, ran a little bit.
Yeah.
Obviously the second one dropped. And yeah, it was really, really amazing experience. We got to really wrap it up and both of the kids there had a parent with them. And so it was great to have those memories there. And yeah, it was honestly, it just reminded me like, this is why I do what I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's get these kids out there, give them the opportunities, the resources and educate them along the way. So you're
absolutely
not just like, hey, let's go hunt. That's great. But like, let's
there's
really bring
it
back
to
the basics.
Yep.
Absolutely.
There's a lot more to it. And for those,
absolutely.
And for the youth hunters, it's, there's plenty of incentives out there, not only getting your first harvest, but with the DNR. Your first license is what, cheaper? It's like a discount, like $5 or $10, whatever it is.
Yep.
And then for, so your youth hunt, so 11 and under, your first-time buyer, or if you're a experienced hunter and you get three new-time hunters, trappers, or fishermen.
Yeah.
You get a discount.
That's awesome.
Right, too. So, like, there's always an incentive. Like, the DNR wants us out there.
Absolutely.
Because Wisconsin is the greatest place right now in
the
U.S. to hunt. We have everything from elk to bear to fishing to duck hunting to deer hunting to all of the hunting.
Yeah.
To squirrel hunting, as we were talking about a lot last episode. I don't know why. But turkey hunting's coming up. Walleye fishing.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much to do out here that it's absolutely... That's what I was going to do. I was going to look up how many acres in Wisconsin are public land.
Ooh. That's a good question.
I feel like that's a really good, because I know right across the street from me, there's like 4,000 acres. Like,
you know,
there's so much.
There is.
There's no excuse not to get outside and do something.
This is true. It is so different, though, like being out west, right?
Oh,
like being
it.
Out west and then being here, it's just, it's a totally different world. And then, you know, and also like coming back to Wisconsin and being able to like see all this stuff here, like where I grew up, it's so crazy just to think of like the things that were around me, right? And the things and opportunities to be able to kind of seek out. So, no, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Wisconsin consists of approximately 34.8 million acres of land. Over 5.7 million acres of this land, or 16.5%, is publicly owned and used for parks, forest trails, and natural resource protection.
That's awesome.
Hot dog.
That is awesome.
When we get back, we will talk more about turkey season, walleye fishing, anything and everything. Give us a call at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Go to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown taproom to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing taproom, featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Mary Jane's in Waukesha is truly all things hemp. Celebrate 420 today and let Mary teach you all about the benefits of hemp and recommend the perfect product for whatever ails you. 335 West Main Street in downtown Waukesha. Open daily 11 to 6 or online at maryjaneshempshop.com.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A tornado watch continues until 8 p.m. tonight. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 38. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 34. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Just set the field on fire, just cutting across. Welcome the back to Raised in Wisco. You're listening to 540 AM WAUK, the Shaw 101 FM. Give us a call at 844-967-2789. We are at 217 Wisconsin Avenue in Waukesha. The fishbowl, as Joel likes to call it. Give us a wave. Say hello. Do whatever you want. Just come and say
just
hello.
Just not like last week's.
Oh, yeah. That was weird. We had a couple creepers last week.
That was a little creepy.
But,
a little
you
creepy.
Know, any attention is good attention? No, not really. I scratch that.
No.
Take it back.
Take
reverse.
That back.
Can
reverse.
We, Anastasia, can we stop? Can we go back?
We're going to go backwards
do you
with that.
I wish we could.
Yeah.
I wish we could, but we can't.
Dang it, man.
Time is a one-way street, Danielle.
Dang, man.
I love it.
You know, things happen. It makes life interesting. It takes all kinds.
I promise.
Give us a call at 844-967-2789. Find us on Spotify and Apple. Right after the radio show, we go right to Spotify and Apple, so podcast. You can listen to all of our previous podcasts. I feel like Joel has only been doing this for 6 months, and then I came in 3 months ago. So he started this, and then he's like, you know what? You should probably come on. And I said, you know what? Absolutely. Absolutely. And then can I bring my dog?
So we have Bandit in studio today.
Oh, yeah.
He's always in studio.
Always in studio.
Except for last week.
Well, we went to dinner beforehand.
True. We had plans.
Yeah. And it was hot.
It was very hot.
Last week, I wore a t-shirt or a tank top.
I was going to say.
And then today, I'm wearing a sweater.
And I'm wearing a jacket today.
What is happening?
Well, it's supposed to go from like 74, 75 today down to 36.
Hmm.
And so tomorrow I get to go out turkey hunting.
Oh, tomorrow?
So, yeah.
So
super, super excited. So tomorrow I'm going out. My week started this week. I have a couple tags this season. Super excited. So I'm going to go with my friend, my girlfriend, Alex. We've got some really fun opportunities with that. We scouted a few different areas.
Alex, that was supposed to be here today.
Yes.
Alex.
She's at the DU banquet. We can't be mad at her.
Okay, I understand.
Things are important.
I understand.
Divide and conquer. We can do all things.
We can.
So, so we're going to go. Tomorrow morning, we set out the blind. I got everything situated. We have, it's going to be an all-girl crew tomorrow. My camera, Krista is going to be doing the camera. Super, super stoked. It'll be fun. All three girls in the blind. And then,
You know you were from Wisconsin when you say,
oh.
So let's see.
Let's see.
This sounds weird with headphones on.
Yeah, it does.
Ooh, okay.
What are you doing? Oh, boy.
I've been practicing. My goal. My goal is to get a turkey with a bow without a call. It's going to happen because you know what I did on my way home from work? I sat on the side of a field at public land and I saw four toms and I just sat there and called. I was that person when you drive by with my hazards on.
Okay.
Looking out in a field full of deer and turkey and hens. Like they were all full strut too.
Deer.
And they were talking back to me. I did that.
Did you get hand up?
A hen came from behind me. Bandit was in the vehicle with me. And Bandit started barking and it scared me. And the hen turned around and went, nope. And went right backwards. Dang. I'm like, oh man, where are you going? But that's public land. Public land.
There you
16.5%, go. 16.5%. Remember?
Heck yeah.
It's right there.
It's right there.
But you gotta admit, that was pretty good though, wasn't it?
I'm pretty impressed. I'm pretty impressed.
I've been practicing for like a month.
It was this velvety smooth, velvety smooth. That helped. It's time.
Don't make fun of me. This is my goal. I'm going to do this.
You can do
I'm
it.
I'm going to do
so this. Tomorrow I'm going to be shooting.
Yeah, back to you.
Yo, no, you're fine. No, keep going, please. It's going to be like we're in the turkey zone, please. So tomorrow we're going to be... There you go. It sounds so weird with headphones on.
Doesn't it?
It does. But no, we're going to try... I'm going to go for... There you go. Good cluck.
I know. Velvety smooth.
So we're going to go tomorrow. I'm going to use my bow. So this piece of property that we're at, I decided to, we're going to challenge. And I did get a bow, a turkey with my bow last year in Michigan. So I'm going to try from here on forward. We'll see.
I got a question for you, though.
I have an answer for you.
So fixed or mechanical?
Fixed, 100%,
okay.
All day long.
Because I used to be a mechanical.
Nope, fixed all the way.
And I am definitely feeling like I need a change because when I went out for deer hunting, I missed. And I had two of my three out. I'm like, you sons of biscuits. And then my ring around my O-ring snapped off. I'm like, what?
Wild.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay. After that experience, I kind of want to be one and done. I want to give it another chance.
Yeah, definitely.
One and done with this one and I'm going to fix. So what brand, what do you use? What kind of arrows do you use? What kind of bow do you have?
Ooh,
we have 2 minutes
we have
until
2 break
minutes until
to break.
Halfies. So elevator pitch.
Elevator pitch. So Matthews, V3X, shooting a 29-inch right now. I'm going to be ordering the new Phase 4 here soon. For a sight, I use Spot Hog Fast Eddy, the XL. Mm-hmm. It's a double pin. Love it to death. Right now, I am shooting the Carbon Express Maximas. The reds.
It's juicy.
Didn't like that?
No. I put it in a diaphragm. Fresh out of the box. A little dry.
And I'm going to be shooting.
God. I have cotton mouth, but it has nothing to do with 420. Happy 420.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
And so, my broadheads that we're using, I actually switched it up. I know you use some magnums.
You can keep talking. We can do two things.
I'm just practicing. I'm watching you.
We can do two things at once.
I'm watching you. Do you know how long it took me to get used to that? Just be honest.
Because it tickles.
It tickles and it gigs.
So, okay, we're going to go right to break. When we get back, I see that we have Josh on the phone. So when we get back, we'll go right to Josh. We'll continue more about turkey hunting and what types you use, what type I use, compare and contrast, see how it works. Give us a call at 844-967-2789.
I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town. World where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains. Hole in your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirl.
The Shaw 101 FM. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 35 tonight under overcast skies, southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers, highs level off around 50. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow night, lows level off around 30, mainly cloudy skies. A dusting of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
Talking about turkey hunting prior to, are you calling about turkey hunting? Are we talking about any type of hunting and fishing?
Oh, let's talk about turkey hunting.
Oh, let's do it. So, wait, first, Miss Jessica.
Yes.
She says, you know Josh.
I do.
You know Josh. Josh, we know Josh.
This Hi, Josh. Is Josh Cole. Hello. So, Josh Cole is We actually met on all things on TikTok.
Oh, TikTok is great. I'm not mad at that at all.
So we had like a group of us that were like, there was a bunch of us that all kind of became friends, and we were like a bunch of misfits throughout the entire United States. And so Josh is from Michigan.
Oh, hello.
And he is part of 810 Outdoors. He literally does our apparel. He's a firefighter by day. He hunts. He's very dedicated. He's done it all. Turkeys, whitetails. He loves, very passionate about waterfowl. And then just like we did in Wisconsin, our youth whitetail, or excuse me, just like our whitetail, right, that I was just talking about. Mm-hmm. We also did like a youth waterfowl event. Very similar that Josh actually and his daughter came over here and helped with.
Aww,
his daughter
that's
got
wonderful.
To come. Yeah. And she had hunted and it was super fun. Both him and her came. And then Madison is her name. And Josh's wife is a nurse. So her and I really connected over
that's
that.
Perfect.
So it was really perfect. But they actually, we did a youth waterfowl event over there in Michigan. And then he just recently invited me to go over to shoot hopefully a turkey.
Ooh.
In Michigan. So I'm actually headed there on this big turkey tour. So I'll let Josh talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Josh, what's going on? Do you have, so for turkey hunting in Michigan, is it the same as Wisconsin where we have different periods like A through F, or what's it like there?
So they used to, and now I got to look at it again, but this year it's pretty sure it's the same where we're doing they start off this Saturday, which would be the 22nd.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they go to like June 1st. They used
June
to break it up.
1st.
I know.
There is different. And it was so frustrating because you only get a little bit of time. And then if you pick the first season and then boom, they're just not hot. And then the next part of that season that now I can't hunt, which happened 2 years ago to me, which is very frustrating.
Oh,
so.
No.
I'm glad they changed it because, I mean, we have an abundance of birds, but we can still only take one bird, one Jake or a Tom, obviously. So
yeah, is that for fall too? Or
Michigan's
is it
loaded.
Load? Oh, that's nice. I need to come to Michigan. I want to come with you this weekend.
Oh my gosh.
That'd be so fun. So for us, we have our turkey season's A through F.
Yep.
And so A started.
And zones. And we have zones.
Oh, we have zones. Correct. I guess you guys don't have, there's no zones in Michigan?
Oh, they do. They do. It's different. But yeah, they do have zones. Yes.
So we have A through F, which started on the 19th. It goes through the 25th, and then obviously the 26th, so on and so forth, until F, which is the May 24th through the 30th. So I don't know what I would be doing if I had a hunt in June.
Isn't that wild?
That seems too hot for me.
Oh, just like early bow season.
At least in Michigan,
September.
You know, there might not be any snow then. I mean, we're not
I know we had snow on Monday.
It did snow like 2 days ago here. Now it was like 75 today.
Oh dang! Yep. No, I don't. I do not like that. So for turkey season, are you using a bow or a gun?
I've always used a gun. I used to be really big into archery. I actually used to own an archery shop, a pretty big
really?
One here in Mid Michigan.
That's really
and,
exciting.
It just things didn't work out with the building, and I just got out of it. Honestly, I didn't really have the passion for it. I don't. Like Jessica said, you know, whitetail hunt, I do still enjoy it, but it's not, it's like my number like 10 in hunting wise anymore. So for turkey, it's strictly, I just use gun. I know Jessica plans on bringing both, which is awesome. I'm really excited because the blinds we're in, she can literally do whatever she wants in those. So it's up to her at that point.
Oh, that's really exciting. So for what about this blind? Are you using do you know about those 360 blinds? Have you experienced those before?
I have not.
Yep. So this is actually a 270, the Primos 270.
Really? First
thing I'm hearing of
I'm
this.
Very,
I'm really intrigued.
I don't know how I feel about those blinds, because I feel like, so the silhouette, what about the silhouette? You know, when the sun rises and sunsets, like when the trees, when it's bright up, like you have to see a silhouette. Like there's no way you can't see a silhouette if it's, I don't know.
We've never had an issue with. We've used them for whitetail and then turkey, and we've never had any issues with them. The back, so the 270, so the 360, obviously, you know, it's in its name. Same thing with 270 is. Mm-hmm. The 270, the back is blacked out. So if that did become a concern, obviously we could set it up, hopefully, so that we'd have the, you know, the backside on the sunset or on the sunrise.
Yeah.
If we needed to.
I mean, that would work, too.
We've honestly never had an issue. You literally cannot see inside of this thing.
Not at all.
You can see out all day long.
Yeah, I've sat in them at a couple of archery shops. We have Whale Tails Archery Shop here in Buckrub.
Yeah.
I go there and I just sit in the blind and just figure, I'm like, okay, I still cannot bite the bullet to buy this. It just seems in the field, like I have to use it in the field.
For sure.
And the sunrise, sunsets, stormy, like all conditions in order to be like, hey, can I return this? Even though I've used it for 2 months.
And they have a pretty price tag as well.
Oh, yes. And I... Not there yet. I just bought all my Sitka. I'm not there the other stuff yet. I'm slowly getting there.
I feel you there too.
So, Josh, what kind of turkeys are in Michigan where you're at?
So we have Easterns.
Beautiful. So just like Wisconsin, again, Easterns.
Yep. Yeah. That's my plan eventually, is hopefully to get some other states and, you know, the Rio Miramans and everything else. Easterns, they're fun. It is my number two to waterfowl. So
I love that.
Like, oh, it. I know. I love. Have you gone out to North Dakota for waterfowl yet?
Oh, Jessica, just tell her.
Okay. Is this like a dumb question to ask?
It is not. There is no dumb questions. There is
no
dumb questions.
Do bear poop in the woods?
No. Never mind. No. I can't say that on. Nope.
The last two years, we spent, I think, 14 days there.
14, nice.
14 days in North Dakota.
Yeah.
So Danielle's a big North Dakota person, too, for waterfowl hunting.
Yeah, I rather waterfowl than deer hunt. Absolutely. And I'm going to be
100%.
Yes. Finally, somebody that agrees with me. Everyone just looks at me and it's like, what's wrong with you? There's more meat on the deer. I'm like,
Josh
but
is hardcore
is more
waterfowl.
Experience. There's more memories. There's more action. There's more everything when it comes to waterfowl hunting.
Josh, tell us a little bit more about A10 Outdoors and what you do.
Way to switch the topic absolutely. There.
What it kind of goes into that, though, is what I was going to say about, you know, we're in the waterfowl conversation is, can you have this conversation right now hunting deer?
No.
You know, that's one thing I love about waterfowl, and that's what our group is mainly, is waterfowlers. And we're super close. We're all very avid hunters. Some of them are, you know, they're big into a whitetail as well. But again, waterfowl is our gig. Like, that's what we do every 3 to 4 times a week. That's what we do. If we're not going out of state, we're in Michigan in the marshes or in the fields. So I started to move on from that. I started A10 Outdoors as like a little hobby outside of the fire department, just to kind of keep my mind busy. You know, I've been in the fire service for 17 years and seen a lot of things, done a lot of things that, you know, Jessica, I mean, she knows what I'm talking about when I say that, it's just kind of, it drains on you. So you got to find those things, you know, to keep your mind busy. So I started this as a small hobby, and boom, it turned into, we just hit all 50 states. Alaska and Hawaii were our last two states to get our phone lines in. And we just did it like a month ago now. And it was, again, Hawaii and Alaska.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
And, it's absolutely, thank you. I really appreciate that. And we like to give back to a lot. Obviously, we help the Wild Race, Jessica, with the youth events. We actually print her clothes, some of her clothes right now, and the youth events. We donate as much as we can to those. And I donate to a lot of local events in Michigan and, you know, outside of Michigan as well. People have reached out to me just recently. We just did one for some veterans. I just donated, I think it was 20 shirts to disabled vets.
I was going to say, I think you just did one for disability, right? For a bunch of disability?
Yep.
Wow.
Yes, I try to stay on top. Like, anytime somebody messages to me, I'm like, just message me. I'll see if it fits us. And 9 times out of 10, I'm going to do it.
And I just think
it depends on how much it is and everything, you know. And
I honestly think, like, that's why Josh and I developed this amazing friendship is, like, you know, him, he spends his time, you know, fighting fires, you know, doing first responding. His wife is a nurse, you know, myself being a nurse, like, we love to give back. And so, like, when I came up with this, you know, not only the TV show, but the nonprofit and everything, like, finding common people to support you and that are going to be in your corner. Like, and I was just telling, I had this conversation earlier today. I'm like, Josh is just one of those people, his family, this group and everything are just like, they're such amazing people. And this community can be great, right? Full of amazing people. It can be very cutthroat. But it also can be very great. So very grateful for that. You know, Josh has brought so many amazing ideas to us. We've done a lot of things together. But just like he said, every time we had a youth event, anytime we took kids out, he personally donated his time and money and everything to be able to give those kids a custom shirt for that event. And it was really awesome and very great to see that, you know, there's other like-minded businesses and people out there that are here for the same common cause, right? Is to, like, get these kids outdoors, give them opportunities. He does stuff with vets, you know, and it's just, it's really great to have those people, you know?
Yeah, and support those people out there.
Absolutely.
Because they need to be heard too.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's absolutely wonderful. It's so great that you guys both do that together and found each other.
And of all things, TikTok.
Yeah.
It's how great.
TikTok definitely brings a lot of people together. It does.
Yeah,
Social media is a huge What was that, Josh?
Yeah, TikTok brought a lot of great friendships, like Jess was saying in the beginning. that group. We, you know, we call it, what is it, dysfunctional,
the dysfunctional degenerate, like degenerate the family.
That's awesome.
Because we were literally on live until sometimes 3, 4, 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Just shooting the breeze about hunting. You know, we had younger guys or younger kids. When, you know, kids below 18 were allowed to be on there, they were asking hunting questions. And, you know, we were trying to, you know, get them more involved with stuff. And then it kind of, you know, obviously when things changed with TikTok, where that you can't be on there anymore if you're under 18. And so gears kind of changed a little bit, and just make a lot of friends across the, you know, just it, to me, it's more connections.
Yep.
Networking. And
that's what's amazing about hunting.
Mm-hmm.
This hunting industry.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, what about your daughter? So you said your daughter hunts too then?
She's more into, like, she likes the photography side of it. She's only 12 years old.
That's fantastic.
We thought she'd be into more of the hunting side, but kind of shy with it.
But the photography shots, though, like, I would love to have a camera in order to go out and do that. I would, not all days, but some days, I want to go out there and just take pictures of the birds and everyone's shooting. Like, you capture those memories. Like, shooting the memories and shooting birds, like, are still, like, the same level minus food. But, like, there's, like, I absolutely love doing that. That's why I got this camera. Like, I take stupid amount of pictures.
Well, he just asked you what kind of dog,
oh,
I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. My fault. I got really excited about talking about photography.
We have Bandit in studio today.
Yeah, he's a 4-year-old Fox Red Lab.
He's so cute.
When we talk about North Dakota, when he sees that anything with hunting, when he sees anything hunting, he's there. He's done. He is doing it. I shot a diver duck. Where were we? Out on, it was a, I think like Michigan.
Okay.
And it wasn't way out there. It was close to shore. And he went out there and that mother trucker dove down and collapsed onto some weeds down there. Because, you know, if you just wing them, they dive down and they pass away underwater.
Yep.
Bandit dove down nonstop and I was getting terrified. And I'm wearing waders too. Like, me and waders in water. I love what I do, but it terrifies me. But Bandit, for it, two, it wasn't last year, so he was two, dove down there and got that bird.
That's amazing.
I was crying tears. I was so happy.
Did you know that some of those diver ducks, especially like Old Squaw, if you look it up, they can dive up to 200 feet.
That's 200 insane.
Feet? Ooh.
Yeah. Old Squaw, which is a long tail duck. That's what we hunt on here on in Michigan.
Yeah, we hunt out here for Old Squaw, too, on layup boats. Which we were talking about, layup boat, how you were terrified.
You guys ever get
I'm absolutely terrified. Josh.
Josh, you, your wife, and your daughter are coming out with us. I'm going to spoil you guys with a
Josh,
layup boat
I'm
hunt
telling
trip.
You, I don't
we
do
have
layup
1 minute.
Boats.
We have 1 minute to break. So, but Josh, you can more than welcome to stay on the phone and talk with us. Or you can hang up and we can talk next week. You know, you could be a regular phone guest if you want to be. I don't mind. But it was absolutely wonderful to talk to you. If you're heading out right now, that's totally fine. If not, like I said, that's fine too. But, I would love to hear more about your daughter and the wife getting into the outdoors, see what that's like, because it's different for everybody.
It's totally different.
Oh, my gosh. Anastasia, you're rushing me.
She's rushing you. She's telling us that we got time.
Give us a call back at 844-967-2789. Thank you, Josh, so much for calling, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Josh.
Awesome. We'll talk to you guys. Yep. Take care, guys.
Oh my goodness, I hate when I do that. I'm like sweating.
Don't sweat. Well, it's hot in general. It's like 74 in Wisconsin.
And it's warm in here. It's very warm. I feel like we need open windows. But now I'm excited for waterfowl hunting. And the waterfowl dates come out this April from the DNR.
Yes.
So I'm excited to see because I don't know what day it is.
So
I keep
excited.
Looking like a present, like a Christmas. But there's that music. It was a call at 844-967-2789.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Paid for by U.S. Telecom. Closing the nation's digital divide is more important than ever. Broadband internet opens doors to education, jobs, and healthcare. America's broadband providers are making historic levels of investment, including $86 billion in 2021 alone, to bridge the divide. But millions of Americans, many in rural areas, still lack access to high-speed internet. New federal infrastructure investment will provide more than $42 billion to expand the nation's broadband connectivity. U.S. Telecom President and CEO Jonathan Spalter.
Broadband providers exist to connect communities to opportunity. We did this first through telephone lines and now high-speed internet. Working alongside our company's own investments, these once-in-a-generation federal funds can help achieve our shared goal of high-speed internet for all. State and local officials can lead by ensuring these funds are used wisely by partnering with companies that have proven experience connecting our communities.
To learn more, visit ustelecom.org.
Mary Jane's in Waukesha is truly all things hemp. Celebrate 420 today and let Mary teach you all about the benefits of hemp and recommend the perfect product for whatever ails you. 335 West Main Street in downtown Waukesha. Open daily 11 to 6 or online at maryjaneshempshop.com.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy tonight, with lows around 38. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 34. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Much cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs in the middle 40s. Mixed precipitation possible at times Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Raised in Wisco. This is your co-host, Danielle Fairman. I want to give a big thank you to the Kennedy clan listening out there. If you still listen when Joel's gone, thank you so much. Thank you to all of our loyal listeners. Thank you to all the new listeners. Thank you to everybody. This is a very thankful episode right now, I guess. I'm feeling very cheery.
It's the velvety smooth.
Okay, when she keeps saying velvety smooth, I brought wine into the studio today, and wine makes me sassy, but it also, yeah, yes. So, people, I'm sorry. Not really. But, you know, stuff happens. It's 7 o'clock on a Thursday.
That's
beautiful.
Seven. It's like almost 8 o'clock at night.
Okay, it's almost 8 o'clock at night. So that means we're almost done with
it
the show.
It is beautiful.
Okay, but because I know we're running out of time. This is one of the shorter ones. 810. So the number 8.
The number 8.
And the letter 10.
T-E-N.
Outdoors.
Outdoors.
And I went, so, like you, I'm not, okay. Hold on. Rewind.
Holding.
I am not like you.
Holding.
Holding. Because you are beautiful. You have great skin. You have great hair. You have great clothes. Oh. You have like soft, velvety, smooth skin. Like you're gorgeous. And then here's me. She looks gorgeous coming to the studio and I'm wearing a sweatshirt, my oldest ball cap that I have.
Okay.
No makeup. Pimply skin because I eat a lot of pizza and I drink a lot of beer. And I work construction, so I'm outside getting all the nastiness in my face. And, you know, all the things. I don't know where I'm... Oh, okay, so this is where I'm going with this. But so, my wardrobe, you look gorgeous. You have the fancy shirts. You have the fringe. You have the lace. You have the leather jacket. You have the cute shoes. I want cute
Danielle.
Shoes. But 810 Outdoors has my new favorite sweater. It is. This is where I'm going. I had a purpose. Okay. I have to find this again. Okay, so 810 Outdoors, they have this shirt that I have to get. It is mallards, hen mallards, and, you know, drakes, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's a Western scene, and they have cowboy boots on and cowboy jackets and little handguns. It's the ducks are fighting each other, and then it's the greatest, it's a showdown, and it's the greatest thing, because all I hear is, like, the ching, ching, ching of the spurs from the ducks, like this shirt, it speaks to me. I need this shirt in my life. Closet is full of funny shirts. I have...
Danielle, what size shirt do you wear?
I wear a medium.
Okay, well...
Medium large.
That will be my gift to you.
Oh, my birthday is in 78 days. Wait, hold on. 78 days is my fourth year apprentice. I think my birthday is longer than that. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Hold, please. Hold, please. I have this on my phone. 58 days. 58 days, I'll be 35 years young. Thank you very much. Okay, but I have a Cabela shirt. It has two labs on the back. Do you know what it says on the back?
What?
Don't stop retrieving.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't have cute clothes. I wear dresses. I wear sundresses. But
okay, but here's the thing.
My clothes
are sweaters. Danielle, but here's the thing. Jessica works from home. She also works at the hospital, which requires scrubs. Other than that, when I get invited to do things like this, this is the only time, that or a date, the only times that I get to dress up. The only time I get to dress up. So I am going to take full advantage.
Did you dress up for me?
I dress up for Bandit. Duh.
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 Got it.
Duh. So no, I dress, this is where I get to dress up. Otherwise, I am like the most low maintenance person. I will literally, my camera guys will be up and ready to go 5 minutes before we got to go out the door. I wake up, brush my hair out, brush my teeth, put down deodorant, throw on my camo, and I'm done. I'm out.
That's
I don't care. I will sleep in my makeup or I'll take it off. I don't care about my makeup. Brush my hair, throw it up in a hat.
I feel like you're just like naturally pretty though. Doesn't really matter.
Daniel.
Yep. This is a compliment session for you. It happens. Accept it. Accept my love.
Accepting your love.
Thank you.
Currently accepting your love.
I appreciate that. Okay. So, 810 Outdoors. We're going to get him here and go out layout boat hunting.
We're going to go layout boat hunting.
Because you're going to go do it too.
I can. Honey, layout boat hunting.
It's going to happen.
Is not my thing.
Well,
I tried it one time and I thought
once.
I was going to die.
YOLO.
But I also want YOLO. King Eiders on my list. So I know that we're going to have to make this happen some way or somehow. We're going to have to make this work.
Have you got Old Squaw?
I don't have an Old Squaw either, or a Harlequin. That's my also one.
It is going to happen.
So we got to make it work.
Things are going
to
happen. Okay, walleye fishing. Did you get walleye?
I didn't. I've not gone out once this year for walleye fishing. We don't need to talk about how disappointing it is.
But it's not disappointing for me because I got two.
So disappointing.
What was disappointing about me this past week? I don't know why I keep clapping. I get excited. listen, Linda.
Anastasia's face is priceless.
Linda.
Linda, listen. Yes.
So we're out walleye fishing this past weekend, and they're spawning right now. They have been spawning for a while.
Yep.
So you cast it out, you reel it in.
Yep.
And there's a good chance.
It's more like snagging.
Yeah, there is a good chance that people are going to snag a fish.
100%.
In which I did. I did. Probably snagged, I'm gonna say about 30.
Can I ask
fish.
You a question?
Yeah.
How many times did you fall? Because every time I go there, I fall.
No, I never fall.
Fill my waders, freezing.
Absolutely not.
Because I'm such a klutz.
Terrified of that. I am terrified.
The current is so strong.
Not in all spots. Not in all spots.
Okay, well, clearly.
And
where
also, I have a wonderful, wonderful boyfriend because he knows I am terrified. I am terrified of water. I'm terrified of drowning. Like, if I can't touch the bottom, I'm freaking out, right? So he
don't
stood
have that.
In the he
they
stood
don't.
In the he stood in the he stood in the current for me and held my hand as
that's
I walked
very
across
nice.
Each
that's
time.
Very nice.
And I lost
what a gentleman.
Quite a few lures
because
I always do.
We all do. Fishing is
but,
just a never endless.
I snagged. I don't know. I snagged. I don't know. 30, 40.
Okay.
Like a lot.
Okay.
And then there were people next to me. Every time they would snag a fish, it was a bigger one, they would hold it up and take a picture. I feel like you can't take a picture of a snagged fish because you didn't catch it. You did not catch it.
You more so snagged it.
You did not catch it. Yeah. This should not be something you're celebrating. Celebrate when you actually legally catch it.
Yeah.
Like not on the nose, not on the top of the head, when you legally catch it in the lips. I'm clapping again.
The
but
lips.
The lips. The walleye cheeks are the delicious. But I got two of them that were 29 plus, none over 31, and then all of them were just smaller ones.
Okay.
Which was great. Fantastic.
That's fine.
Wonderful.
Perfect.
But again.
Any keepers?
Yeah. Well, you can keep one in the river. You
I was
can
gonna
keep
say,
one
did
a
you,
day.
Did you find one to keep?
Did yeah,
keep?
I did.
Okay, good.
Kept four, two per person.
Perfect.
Yeah, whatever. We'll get back to it because we have almost a break again.
How is this happening?
Anastasia keeps yelling at me with her fingers. So. Give us a call at 844-967-2789. We'll get back and talk more about walleye fishing and all the other things.
We're leaving for the night. Wrap up.
Oh, what?
Oh,
oh my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We will not come back to you. We'll come back to you next week. Stay tuned. Next week.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.